Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV, November 7, India, Victor, Victor. Calling the weekly General Service Net for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association to order. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like more information, you can see our website at w4va.org. That's Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha. .org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as equipment and hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Don't have a specific discussion topic tonight, so if anybody out there has a burning question that they would like to discuss, give me a call now. This is N7IVV. Okay, we'll just have a general roundtable tonight. Everybody can talk about their favorite radio activity this week. Okay, let's see. Announcements, club meeting, of course, coming up next Thursday, the 8th, if I've got my brain screwed on straight today. 7:15 p.m., we will definitely be having it simulcast with... Sorry, stand by. It'll be the 12th of August. So, yeah, I was just triple-checking here to make sure I got my calendar straight. Okay, the 12th of August. Good, that gives me an extra week to fumble around here. Definitely be on WebEx. Bruce KN4GDX is going to be heading up a panel discussion and whatnot for digital comms on FM, not FT8 radio-type digital, but actually digital over FM and whatnot that a lot of our newer radios are capable of. Should be an interesting discussion. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, the Berryville Ham Fest is coming up Sunday morning, 8 to 3, I believe, over at Berryville, hence the name Berryville Ham Fest. One of the bigger ones and more popular ones, and with the newfound freedoms that we all have, everybody should have a good time getting over there and prowling around, looking for deals, meeting old friends, making new friends, and apparently there's quite a feed they're going to be putting on too, I guess, starting at 11 o'clock, so make plans to go over there. Entrance, as I've heard, it's around $10. I don't have anything else. I'm sure that the end of the month, I know that the end of the month there's another testing session coming up. Forgive me, I don't have it off the top of my head, but on our website we do have it posted on the homepage. Okay, with all that being said, let's go ahead and take check-ins. Anybody wishing to call to check in tonight, call in 7IVV.
And 7IVV, here's WD8QCN, Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November. Good evening, Brad.
KF4TDK, no comment tonight, Brad.
KX4KU.
KN4SPL.
KS1DPY.
KV7RAV, in and out.
KO4IUM Mobile, no comment.
KO4QKN.
KO4LLC. Okay, we've got WD8QCN and KF4TEK. Thanks for stopping in saying hi, Mike. Have a good night. KX4KU, KN4SPL, KS1PPY, WB7RAV, Randy in and out. Thanks for stopping in. KO4IUM, Nick, drive careful. Catch you later. KO4QKN, James. We're having all kinds of fun tonight. We got QCN, QKN. I'm going to be a real mess. And KO4LLC. Anybody else tonight? Go ahead.
KO4CRE.
Okay, you're real light there and scratchy. Give me the last four. I got KO4 and then the rest of it, please.
Papa Romeo Echo.
Okay, Bruce. Looks like you're over in Vienna. So welcome in. You were a lot more readable that time. All right. One last call. Anybody else tonight? Go ahead.
K1RA, mobile.
Okay, Andy, good evening. All right, well, let's just start. Let's start at the beginning. What a concept. WDAQCN, Steve, how are you tonight? What you been up to?
Hey, Brad, the net. Doing great here.
Happy to report I completed my worked all states last night at O'Dark 30. Finally got a station in Maryland to confirm a contact, and got that all uploaded to Logbook of the World, and certificates on the way. That took me all of about 2 months. How about that? And also wanted to say a quick thanks to Kevin, KX4KU, for the recommendation about the Direwolf software for Packet, Packet Engine. That worked out great. I had avoided that initially because it was all config file driven. It took me half an hour to read through the manual and figure out what options I needed to enable, but have a working Digipeater and TNC back end there and software now, so things are looking good. Back to you, Brandon, 7IVV in the net, WD8QCN.
Okay, well, congratulations on the worked all states, Steve. That's an exciting milestone. It's interesting how much quicker we can do that with FT8 and whatnot, even in a past sunspot cycle. You know, years ago, not that many years ago, frankly, but before we had the benefit of these weak signal propagation modes, or not propagation, but decryption modes, it would take 20 years to get worked all states in some cases, as let alone DXCC for the countries. So, yeah, I was tickled to death to get my worked all states and my DXCC here a year and a half or so ago. And I've been licensed since 1976-ish, and so it's pretty fun to have those on the wall. So congratulations. Oh, KX4KU, Kevin, you're up. Go ahead.
N7IVD, KX4KU. Real quick, you copying me okay?
Yep, you're Lima Charlie.
Okay. Now, it got a lot of noise on my end, but the weather affects that. Anyway, N7IVB, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thank you very much for doing the net tonight. First off, I believe the exam session you were thinking of was this past Saturday, and I have not heard any reports from it whatsoever. It was held at the... that one was held at Heritage Hunt. The next Pharaoh one is in September. So, just to update you on that, I believe she has another one down in Fredericksburg through Sarah or RV, the Rappahannock Valley people. That's that. Haven't done much on radio-wise. My remote station was disconnected because, I won't get into how, but it was a neighbor, an idiot neighbor, slicing their internet cable. So, I've been kind of dead with that. I did a lot of work on the website, and that, seems to be faster. And you're welcome, for the Direwolf recommendation. I like the program very much for packet-based anything. So it's just a nice, solid program, even though it doesn't have all a nice screen that goes along with it. And other than that, that's about all I got. I am going to Yankee to Berryville. I will not be there when the doors open, but I will be there. Sometime before noon, hopefully. Now, I'm going to try to get there a little bit earlier than that, but I look forward to seeing folks there. Back to you, N7IVV, KX4KU, back to that.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kevin. This is N7IVV with the FARA General Service Net. CAN4SPL, Bob, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV in the net from CAN4SPL. Doing wonderful tonight there. Brad, and thanks for running the net. let's see, I'm still having my issues in the shack with especially the HF rig after I downloaded all the drivers for the IC9700. I've had issues with the sound card on the FTDX 3000, so I think I just have a lot of home projects going on right now, so I think once the dust settles a little bit here in the next few weeks, Brad, especially you, I'm going to offer you to come over here and please give me a hand on getting either drivers and or settings so the shack works properly. Besides that, just I think everyone echoing them about Berryville. I'm just looking forward to getting out there and seeing what I can see, and hopefully meet up with a bunch of y'all out there. So looking forward to Berryville. So that's about all I got for this evening. This is KN4 SPL back to net.
Okay, Bob. Sorry to hear you're still struggling with that, but obviously just give me a buzz whenever it's convenient for you, and I'll be right there. Hopefully it's something simple that you just overlooked. You know how that goes. You know, it's invariably what I found in college especially, but, you know, like working through some ridiculous math problem, you're just banging your head against the wall, and you sit down and you try to explain it to your wife who has no idea. I'm just using that as an example. And you have to go through step by step, and as you're explaining it, you go, oh, that's where my mistake is, you know. And so, you know, you wouldn't have done that if you hadn't had to step through it with somebody else just to explain it. So sometimes just another set of eyes helps. KS1PPY, Sippy, go ahead.
And for IVV in the net, good evening. Thank you for doing the net. Not too much to report or say. Just messing around on different bands, noticing and finally tracking what all I have on worked all states and worked all continents. And I was talking with WHTCN last night and almost picked up a bunch of the newer ones that I was looking for, just trying to get Delaware on 20 meters. We were talking about doing a de-expedition to Delaware for everybody who needed one, which brings up an interesting question. Can you work your home station remote from a mobile one? Would it actually count? So if I go to Delaware and set up and then remote it into my home station and worked it on FT8, would I be able to count that? Other than that, not too much else going on. Just working and trying to convince the wife that I need more antennas. Okay, that's one. BBY, back to net.
Well, that's an interesting question about working yourself. I was actually kind of doing that tonight. I was experimenting and setting up a WebEx with just trying to figure out, okay, how can I run two sessions of WebEx at the same time for the club meeting? And it was a little confusing because I was showing up there twice. Anyway, completely unrelated, but anyway, I know what you mean. Good luck with that. KO4QKN, James, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
7IVV. Appreciate internet. Appreciate you doing the net tonight. Not much going on around here. Just Christmas in July. My ICOM radios, plural, showed up the week before last, but of course it's been a little family vacation, so the unboxing just happened, and now it's time to get the shack built and get all the radios put in and get that set up, so that's another project coming. Just like everybody else, I'm looking forward to Berryville, getting out there, be there for my first hand test, so a lot to see, a lot to learn. That's about it. Back to net.
Okay, go ahead and throw your call out there if you're finished.
KF4, QKN, back to net.
Perfect. Okay, KO4LLC, George, go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. It's been fiddling around trying to get my postcard from Logbook of the World so I can actually start really logging all my contacts on HF and stuff, so make sure everyone gets their credit also. So I've kind of slowed down a little bit. It seems like every time I get home in the evening, there's a storm rolling up, so I can't set my little portable outfit on the back porch. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, but we all know how that goes. Doesn't look like I'm going to be able to make it to Berryville, but I'm going to contact a couple people I know and see if they want to take a few things I may have in the garage to see if they want to do something with it. Anyway, KO4 LLC, back to that.
Yeah, summertime's always a challenge for weather. And, you know, testing your metal, so to speak. You can spell that in various different ways and kind of get the idea there. Anyway, I'm kind of thinking about maybe making a shopping list, because chances are I won't make it up there myself. KO4PRE, Bruce, how are you tonight? Welcome to the net. Go ahead. I think you were asking for a signal report, and so obviously that didn't fly. If you can move around, you must be on a handheld. Stand up on the coffee table. Go ahead. Well, we copied part of that, so you're moving around a little bit, but I'm afraid that's not going to be enough to be able to really copy it tonight. We'll try and pick up maybe Sunday or something, if you get to a better spot, or later on if you can wander around a little bit, get to a better spot there tonight. So I'm going to kick it over to K1RA. Andy, good to hear you tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, Brad. Good timing. Just pulling into the driveway, so get to make my comment. For KO4PRE, I'd say get on the west side of your house. Got a westerly window, and that might help. Or get on the second floor. You've got it, and elevation always helps with the signal strength. Otherwise, listen for the loudest signal you can get when you move your antenna around, and that's going to be the loudest we'll hear you. Let's see, a thumbs up to Direwolf for anybody listening on 14439 and sees the W4VA-10 node. It's running on a Raspberry Pi with Direwolf, and digit beating and gatewaying from 2 meters to the internet for many a year now. Works quite well, quite reliable. Was on vacation last week myself, so not too much radio to report. Was down in Fox Mike 14, put my little QRP SDR radio with me, hoping to throw up a wire, get on the air a little bit, but family and beach time got in the way. No complaints there, but never seems to be enough time to play project time in the evening. Too burnt out. Looking forward to Berryville myself. I think I'm going to go up with my dad. Assuming everybody will be wearing their FARA badges, right, Brad? So we can all easily identify ourselves. And, hopefully we'll have some good weather. So look forward to catching up with some of the new guys on the repeater here and new members in the club. And that's it. 73 and back to that. K1RA.
Okay, thanks, Andy. Yes, everybody except Tom K1TPN. Has received badges as far as I'm aware. I mailed a bunch of them out, and Tom moved, and his forwarding time has expired with the post office, and he neglected to give these addresses to the club, and even though I probably have the new one, I have not sent his badge out yet, so I'll see if I can maybe get that out tomorrow. everybody should have badges. So, okay, any other check-ins tonight? That was the end of the list. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
KO4LUA.
Okay, Charles, looks like you're it. KO4LUA, go ahead.
Okay, thank you much. Good evening to everybody on the net. Just a personal conquest. QSLs, but I've got 33 states and 26 countries that I've reached on 10 meters. Just doing FT8 and a couple of other stations I picked up, mostly during contests and stuff, but I'm doing pretty good. I have, like I said, no cards to verify, just the AARQRZ verification. But it's good still. It feels good under my hat. That's it. KO4LUA.
Well, you know, these days it seems like QSL cards are not as big a deal as they used to be. With the electronic ways, you know, with Logbook of the World, that tends to be one of the most universally used for awards, and so that's better. But, you know, sometimes it's fun just to get a QSL card, especially from someplace exotic. So usually you kind of have to send one out to get one back. That's not hard, though. Well, all right. I'm going to go ahead and call it tonight. Been a short net, but thanks, everybody, for checking in. We'll, of course, do this on Sunday night as well at 8 o'clock. So every Sunday and every Wednesday we have these nets. Appreciate everybody checking in. And this is N7IVV, and this has been the FARA General Service Net. If anybody has any questions or otherwise, see our website, w4va.org. Information, also email addresses if you would like to send us some questions or comments. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV, closing the FARANET and returning the net repeater, rather, to normal use. Thank you, everyone. 73, so have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
N7IVV, KF4LUA.
KF4LUA, N7IVV, go ahead.
FARA cards, was I supposed to get one in the mail, too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I mailed yours. Let me just check my files here.
Seen one yet either, Brad, WD8QCN.
Okay, I don't have either of you on my list, so I will get those printed up and out to you ASAP.
Sounds like a good plan. Thank you much. KO4LUA, clear.
Sounds like a plan, Brad. Hope to see you up at Berryville. I'll be up there probably 9 a.m. with Matt in tow, and I think we're going to go down to the little pop up the road there for lunch over a little bit closer to the mountaintop. N7IVV, WD8QCN.
Okay, guys, I'll get those out, and anyway, we've been getting so many members, it's been kind of an interesting task to keep caught up on the badges. So, anyway, I'll catch up to you guys later. Thanks for checking in on that, N7IVV.
No worries, Brad. Sounds like a good problem to have, actually. 73 for now. We'll talk to you later, N7IVV, WD8QCN.